Good morning, people. I just landed in
it's on and everything. Welcome back if you've been here before. If you're stumbling here from an internet rabbit hole, this is Hashtag Just Saying. And while we're prostituting ourselves, be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Hit the notification bell like it owes you money, and it will let you know when we upload new content. Yeah. We only say it once here at the beginning. I don't tell you through the whole thing. I think you're smart enough, you'll figure it out yourself.
Smash that
like. You don't want to be like other podcasts.
Oh, I hate that.
Like, share, subscribe, like six times during the show.
Through the whole thing, they tell you. And then they put shitty text in. They're like, hey, da da da. But you can watch First 40 on the YouTubes and listen to the whole episode where streaming things stream. You can watch the pre-show banter on TikTok at Hashtag Just Saying.
Behind the scenes.
We made a brief compilation video, if you want to check that out, also on YouTube, and the prostitution is over.
Is the other channel still up?
Huh?
Hashtag explore?
I haven't uploaded anything to that in a while.
We haven't explored in a long time.
I have stuff that I could throw up there. I haven't.
Busy.
I don't think of it. I should think of it. I should make a mental note and just upload all the rest of the shit that I have.
Well, we haven't gone in a long time because we've been waiting for your back.
Oh, my fucking back.
Your back and your knees get better.
My knee will never get better, but my back is getting better. Except today.
Today
I'm
not again.
I'm releasing myself of all the burdens I carry, and so my back is getting better.
What you got on your shirt, Sean?
Oh.
Mr. Anderson.
Oh.
Formerly Mr. Kennedy.
Ah.
It's a TNA Impact shirt.
Oh.
Found it on eBay.
Nice.
Brand new.
That's weird. So you have that. He has a
DX shirt.
DX shirt.
We didn't plan this.
No.
On the back said, suck it.
Mine has his initials, M-A on the back.
Oh.
Mr. Anderson.
Ma.
I have a quote from a British show. It just says, we'll have no trouble here.
No trouble.
Well, that's the catchphrase from... What's going on? We'll have no trouble here. So...
Can
this,
you, like...
Okay, that's
like
fine.
A catchphrase. Can you, like get money for it?
Hmm?
Can you make money off a catchphrase? Like, you get, like...
Trademark
a catchphrase?
Probably, if you were to do something as far as merchandise goes.
Okay.
You probably could.
I wish we could.
Do you have
a catchphrase.
A fun little catchphrase you want to certify?
All the catchphrases I know are somebody else's.
I have a good everything.
You do?
I wish we could copyright that because I recently found out there's so many damn podcasts using the words just saying in it.
Yeah.
Like, where the hell did all these guys come from? And why can't you use something else?
Well, that's why we have it all written out. It's not just the little hashtag symbol. It's hashtag.
Yeah. And the saying is missing the G.
It is.
Because we're street.
Get that G out of here.
One or two of them that I saw has no G. They have saying without the G.
Oh, Lord.
But there's no apostrophe.
Oh. Get my attorney on the phone.
I wish we could copyright everything. It's aggravating. Just make up your own things.
Yeah, you'd think. Yeah. I mean, before this show had the name, there was a different name it was going to be, and then I did a Google search, and there was a show that already had that name, and so I was like, well, I don't want to do that.
What was the name?
Oh, shit. What was it?
The Old Shit Show.
No. It was, you know who had it was Alec Baldwin. It was Alec Baldwin's podcast. Yeah. And I honestly don't remember.
Isn't he in jail
now? I guess, yeah. It was like, you know, let me tell you something or something weird like that. Listen, let me tell you. I don't know. It was something weird like that.
Okay.
But anyway.
We dodged a bullet.
Can we talk?
Yeah. Coffee talk.
Talk amongst yourselves. I'm a little verklempt.
I'm
surprised they didn't make that into a movie.
Well, nobody really wants to work with Mike Myers anymore. So. Well.
Sorry.
Such is life.
Yes, it is.
So, because you notice everything.
I do.
Joe notices everything.
Well, pretty much.
Yes.
Did you... Because I
noticed that no one was here when I got Daisy was gone. Jay, no Jay.
Jay took Daisy for a walk at 4:15. Yeah. They just got home like a few minutes ago, and it's almost 6.
I noticed the white marks on your tires.
Oh, fucking.
What is that?
Oh, hang on.
You're like, brand new tire. They got little white marks on.
So first.
Little white marks.
First, I wanted to ask you.
Yes.
Did you happen to notice the trim on the vehicle?
I did not.
You did not. Okay.
Wow.
I saw the tire.
I bought this restoring.
Trim restorer.
Yeah. It's
back to black.
Well, it's from a company, I guess, called The Car Guys.
Yeah.
The Car Guys. I was like, if I'm gonna trust a person, it should be The Car Guys. I trust.
Not The Car Girls.
No, well, I. They're not out there. The car guys have the product. So yeah. I bought a little thing, just a little maybe 16-ounce thing.
A sample?
Yeah, a small bottle because I don't have a whole lot to do.
Right.
So I went outside on my lunch, and I applied. They give you, the thing and then a little spongy thing to put it on.
Yeah, applicator.
And... I was doing that. I was like, whoa, what a difference.
Nice.
Whoa. I was like, this looks nice. And then while I was out there, because I have, you have like emergency things in your car.
Yeah.
So I had like two.
Jumper cable.
So I had like two duffel bags in my back of stuff.
Because there's no storage in your car.
Yeah, because Subarus do not believe that you need to store anything.
You got road flares and those triangles?
No, I should. But, so I bought like this, it hangs on the back of the back seat.
Okay.
So it hangs in the trunk section, but it's a little organizer thing. Nice. So on my lunch break, I emptied out the duffel bags. Threw everything away that needed to be thrown away,
mm-hmm.
and then organized everything in the little duffel. It looks nice now. I'm like, look at this.
Nice.
Because
all nice and neat.
Yeah, because like I said, it's almost paid for. So I was trying to figure out what, if I'm gonna keep it until it stops running. Like, what do I have to do to make myself happy enough with it to not want to trade it in?
Right.
So I've been doing a little upgrading and stuff. So I did that.
Sweet.
This weekend, because I'm having a bitch of a time trying to find somebody to do the rally bar.
Yeah.
I bought, I think the technical term for them are ditch lights.
Okay.
It's these little lights, and they clamp to the hood.
Mm-hmm.
And they look pretty cool, I think. So Jay and I are going to be doing, now, this is a funny thing, right? So Jay works for a company, and what he does is radio maintenance, and sometimes he has to install the radios in the vehicles. So when I was looking at this little thing, I was like, oh, I'd like to buy this kit. And I was like, I wonder how hard it would be. So I was watching YouTube videos and stuff.
Yeah.
And I said, do you think...
Level 2 difficulty.
Well, no, because the lights clamping onto the hood is easy enough. You just tighten down the clamp and it's there.
Yeah.
I was like, but we got to run the wire. You got to run the wire to
switch.
The fuse.
Yeah.
And then another wire through the firewall so that you can run a switch so I can shut it off.
Nice.
Because I don't want to blind other drivers. I mean, I want to blind other drivers, but I shouldn't blind other drivers.
They don't mind it.
Yeah. So
they blind us.
So I said to him, do you think like maybe you could do that? And he looks at me and he goes, do you think I can run wire in a vehicle? And I said, yeah, that's what I'm asking. He goes, are you asking your husband who runs wire through vehicles if he can run a wire through your vehicle? And I said, I guess I am. Yeah. I said, I thought maybe because it wasn't radio related, it would be different. He goes, no, I can do it.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's the project tomorrow.
Nice. I think it's going to rain tomorrow.
Well, it better not while I'm trying to do this.
Sunday's supposed to be nice.
I'm busy.
Okay.
She's got one good thing to do.
Yeah. So I put my car in the shop on Wednesday.
Okay. Tires.
To do these tires. Now, they quoted me a lovely price, which is why I was like, okay, I'll do it.
Okay. Alignment, too?
Alignment, too.
Nice.
Everything. And they were going to, they said they were going to detail it. Right? I mean, when I picked it up, it didn't look like it was detailed to me.
Yeah.
No. I was like, I don't.
Did it look worse when we dropped
it off? Well, it didn't look worse, but it didn't look like they detailed it.
So you didn't get a garden hose.
Yeah, I'm like, what, did you just spray it with a hose? You lazy shits. So I drop it off Wednesday, and I take their rental car.
Yeah, Sunday's supposed to be better.
Oh, shit. Well, maybe there'll be a window where it's not raining and I can get it done. So,
get a little canopy.
The person looks at me, because I have a Crosstrek. So the girl looks at me and goes, do you mind driving another Crosstrek? And I said, no, I have no preference. And I said, at least I already know how the Crosstrek handles.
Right.
So they gave me like...
like a brand new 2024?
Yeah, it was like a 23, I think, nice. Crosstrek. And I was like... like, I was driving home. I had Jay with me. I was driving home and I was like, this is actually kind of nice. And he goes, no, you were supposed to keep your car. And I'm like... yeah, but this is kind of nice.
Hey, what's different about that one than yours?
Nothing really. It just has a little more bells and whistles. And I'm like,
yeah.
I just really don't want a car payment for a while.
Right.
That was my whole thing while I was going to keep it. So I was like, yeah, you're right. It was white, too. And I'm like, this is so basic, bitch. So.
Plain no, white wrapper.
No disrespect to anybody who has white. But so I get home and, you know, everything's fine.
Yeah.
So Thursday comes, and that's the day that they're supposed to do the tires. So
okay.
So I'm working, and I'm, you know, trying to distract myself, and then I see my phone ring, and it's the dealership, and I went, either they're done, or they have something I don't want to hear.
Usually, you're gonna need brakes, and
it was the second option.
Yeah.
Usually,
so
it is.
I pick up, and this is what they say to me. They say, hi, this is so-and-so from the dealership. And I said,
hi,
how are you? And
hi, like, everybody.
They're like, did you get a chance to look at your email? And I said, why? And she goes, well, we've emailed you some things we need your thoughts on. And I went, okay, this is weird.
Okay.
So I said.
Playing your spam mail, right?
Well, no. I mean, it was in there. I didn't bother with it. So I went in and I see it, and I have her on the phone, and I go, you know, I got the email, and I said, if I open this, like, am I going to get, like, a virus? I was like, you're not sending me, like, a worm virus, are you? And she's like, no, why would we do that? I'm like, because people do shitty things. So I open up the email, and I have her on the phone, and you hear me quietly and then go, oh, Christ. And then she starts laughing, and she goes, so you saw the email. Now, what they've hit me with, and I assume it's because I wasn't too shocked, because you had told me sometime back that when you work on something now, you have to do all these check things,
yeah.
Right? So the person.
Digital CI form.
So the person was checking my vehicle.
Yeah.
And came up with four things.
It ain't the brakes.
It is the brakes.
How? You just did them in the front yard.
The first one is the one that made me almost drop, right?
$3,000.
I need, apparently, I need new coolant pipes.
Okay.
Now, they're rusted.
So radiator hoses?
No, they're coolant pipes.
Oh.
How's your car this bad? You just recently, you didn't get it too long ago.
You'd think. Yeah, coolant pipes. They are rotted.
Okay.
There is a problem with a potential leak. When I had her on the phone, she said one is more severely rotted than the other. Mm. Now, this little jobby will cost almost $2,000.
Damn.
And I went,
get a new engine for that.
Her name was like Amy or something. I was like, Amy, no. And she goes, okay. And she's, well, what about the other thing? Now, the other thing was rear brakes. Apparently, the rear brakes are down to 4 inches or something.
Millimeters, yeah.
And I guess, okay, millimeters. And yeah. I guess the time they need to be changed is 2.
Yeah.
So she said, and this is what they said to me, that the pads are going, and I need new rotors, and there's something with a pin that's making the rotor hot. Yeah, pin. They're like, your rotor's heating up, and it's bad. That little jobby is $940-something dollars.
Damn. They just did them, like, twice in the freaking,
yeah,
in your driveway.
And the final nail...
The nail in the coffin.
I mean, for some reason, they put the tires and stuff. I'm like, you're...
You're going to need wipers. I just put the wipers.
It's like, I put it in there to do the tires. I'm giving you permission to do the tires.
Right.
The other one was called... Oh, my gosh. The other thing wasn't a surprise because my nephew had told me about it while he was doing my brakes.
Ah.
So he's like...
Can he do the other ones?
Well, I don't know. Oh... I lost the pictures. That
probably
sucks.
Probably be less than 900.
Let me see if I can go to the review. Let me see.
Surprise.
Okay. It was control arm bushings.
Oh, okay.
Are torn and cracked.
Okay.
Now he had told
me
about
this new.
Yeah. It had 11 miles on it when I bought it, and I was like.
They didn't try to Ferris Bueller it and make it look new?
No.
We'll drive home backwards.
Now, I knew about the control arm bushings because when they were doing my brakes, my nephew said, I didn't know what they were called, but he said, you see that thing? And that's not supposed to look like that.
All right.
And I was like, oh, okay. So that wasn't really a shock. That little jobby is about 700 and something dollars.
Okay, about over $4,000.
It's almost $5,000 worth of work.
Damn.
Get rid of the car, get a new one.
So I was kind of pissed, right?
Sell it as is.
But the thing is that I've had the vehicle since 20, so I've had it for 4 years.
Yeah.
Aside from brakes, this is the first time I've actually had to fix something.
Yeah.
So I think that's...
And how much the mileage on it?
I'm up to about 77,000 on it.
Bad.
I mean, that's not bad
for
considering.
A 4-year-old car.
Yeah, considering how old it is.
And you go back. Well, you used to go travel a lot.
Yeah, I have an elderly dog now. So, Jay came home and I was showing him the pictures and I was kind of bitching about it. And he goes, "Well, there's a guy in town that he goes to."
Yeah.
So he goes, "Let me call Kenny and see if Kenny will fix it." So he calls Kenny.
$2,500.
Kenny said, "Well, I mean, the thing that I was most concerned about was the coolant pipes,
right?
Because
your old car overheats and you ruin your engine."
As I'm turning down all of these things, she goes, "Well," and I said, "Well,
needs to get done.
That's
now.
A big ticket item." And she goes, "Well, the order of priority for you," she said, "should be the coolant pipes, the brakes, and then the control arm bushings." And I'm like, oh, an order. That is literally an order from most expensive to cheapest.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, okay.
Which means if you want to delay something, it's going to be the cheapest.
I'm surprised about the brakes because you just did them.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody today and I'm like, I don't understand that because it's not like I brake any weirder than anybody else. I brake the same as normal people. I don't understand why I piss through brakes. So
these days, other people make you brake more than you should.
Yeah, they do. So I sent Jay the picture, and he went down to talk to Kenny.
Kenny.
And Kenny says,
"Hey, kill Kenny."
Kenny says, "I've never done that before."
Done what?
The
coolant pipes.
The coolant pipes.
Yeah,
he goes, "So I don't know." And then he said, "But I'll tell you what. If she wants me to do it, I'll charge her $300 to $400 less than the dealership."
Okay, so still over $1,000 because it was $2,000.
Well, it was very close to $2,000.
Okay.
And now it would be more closer to
$1,000
to, you know, $1,500.
Still.
So I said, "Well, you know, maybe." And then I'm a little like, because he's like, I mean, I like his honesty, but to tell me like I've never done that before. And then, like, yeah, you'll be my guinea pig. I'll happily do that to you. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So I said, because Jay,
no problem. You're gonna need a mortar now.
Jay wants me to do it. He's like, "You should definitely have Kenny do it. It's way cheaper than the dealership." Blah blah blah. And I'm like, okay, I understand that, but he's never done it before, so that's a little weird.
confidence level was very low.
And I said, and I mean, if I can get something like a quote in writing, because I have a fear I'm going to bring my car to him, and he's going to be like, well, this was much more detailed than I thought it was going to be, and now I'm going to charge you $3,000. So we'll see, I guess. Oh, so before I...
Well, your nephew. Didn't he work at Subaru?
He did work at Subaru. I don't know if he's ever done coolant pipes.
Ask him.
I mean, I guess I could, but...
He can walk Kenny through it.
If he can't, maybe he knows someone that can.
I feel badly because he's a very busy young man.
Yeah.
So it's like to try to pinpoint him to do something.
Busy with the kids or the weed?
He doesn't do weed anymore. He's trying to get a job. He goes, I haven't smoked in like three. Well, he has a job. He's trying to get.
He's waiting out on a man's.
There's a particular job he's trying to go for, and so he's been clean for
clean
a month.
And sober.
Good plan.
Yeah, because he's like, if I have to get piss tested, I want to be clean. I said, well, that's
after
what
you get hired, you can smoke all you want.
Yeah, I said, well, that's what you should shoot for.
I got the job. Let's celebrate.
So I went to
light them up, bitches.
So I went to pick up my car, right?
Yeah.
Just to round out this story and end with me being an idiot. So they have a thing, like, they tell you, like, oh, you need to top off the fuel. Like, make sure you don't bring it back on empty. So, and my nephew had warned me. He said, if you ever go to this dealership and you get a rental, make sure you don't bring it, you bring it back with the proper amount of gas. He said, because they'll charge you, like, four times the amount of the gas.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I made sure I topped it off.
Okay.
So I went to go top it off, and I pull up to the gas pump,
right.
Not the green one.
Yeah.
No Christmas gas.
Aww. And I go to jump out of the vehicle, and I look down, and because in my Subaru, the fuel door is by the driver's seat.
Uh-huh.
So I look down, and I'm looking, and I'm like, where's the fuel door?
Whoops.
Where's the fuel door latch? So I'm looking all around like I'm standing at the pump looking all around like an idiot. So I'm standing outside the car going, what the fuck? What the fuck? So now I go on YouTube because I'm like, I have to get gas. I have no idea how.
It tells you in the dash, like the little arrow.
Well, it's on Subarus, it's always on the passenger side.
Yeah.
So I knew where it was. That wasn't a thing. I didn't know how to get the damn door open. So now I'm on YouTube standing next to a vehicle going, how do I get the fuel door open?
You know,
and just to shortcut this whole thing, after all this, all I had to do was hit the unlock button on the fob, on the key fob. Yep, it unlocks the fuel door.
Really?
You just pop it open.
I learned that too.
Sounds like they failed to tell you that when you got it.
I wish they had, because it would have saved me from looking a fool standing... Add the damn fuel pump.
Video recording. Look at this lady trying to see if she can't put gas in her car.
On YouTube, no less. At the gas pump. Only cost me $12 to fill it because I hadn't been driving it very long.
Nice.
I was very happy with that.
I wouldn't say you look like a fool like that.
Oh, I did, yeah.
If you had like a Clark Griswold moment where you think the tank's in the back where the license plate is when it's really way up in the front.
Do you remember those cars?
That's about my first car. That's what it was. It was behind the...
Behind the plate?
Yeah.
My dad had a car like that. He had to...
So no matter what pump you went to, you're good.
You lift the plate.
I would be nervous with that.
Why?
I'd be nervous with the tank being back there.
Why?
Getting hit from behind?
Well, I'm sure there's... I don't know.
There's a bumper. There's a metal bumper.
Joe, don't forget, there's a bumper. You'll be fine.
It better bump.
Gas tank's always in the back of the car. It's just the filler next in a different spot. That's all.
Oh, my
God.
So
if you get hit in the back with a different car, it'll still explode.
That's fun. Explosions are fun.
I remember back in, I think it was, the 50s, the Chevy or Ford pickup trucks, the gas tank was behind the driver's seat. Like, in the cab.
Oh, my goodness.
Damn.
Now that's dangerous.
You open the door and the bed, and there's the gas tank right there. It's like behind the seat was a gas tank. What a hot seat.
Why do I smell ethanol?
And then later on they put it in the back.
Don't light a cigarette, Jim.
Throw it out the window.
Boom.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Damn.
Gosh golly.
All right.
That's that saga. Oh.
So all your new ties are good?
So they, I mean, the ties look beautiful, and I don't know why there's fucking paint on them. I'm believe me, tomorrow I'm going to be outside with like...
soap?
Yeah, well, I was going to say like fingernail polish remover or something. Which is basically just paint thinner.
Weird, like,
I'll be outside with paint thinner trying to clear
it
up.
Marks on the tiger.
But God damn it, that black trim looks nice.
Take a look at it later.
Sean has a work story.
Oh. For once.
I want to hear it.
kidding. All right, Sean.
Happened today.
Yeah.
Today. Ooh, it's recent.
Yes. That fresh.
It's fresh.
So, around 1:30, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
I left the office to go get some food, so I wouldn't be starving right now.
What'd you get?
Because these mics are so good, they can hear my stomach rumbling.
Can I guess that you got McDonald's?
Yes.
It's
right across the street from the station. Mm. I ain't going far. So I go get some food, come back. I'm about to walk in the station.
Mm-hmm.
And this Spanish lady was coming. Well, she was inside, like just as you like open the door. You know, mm-hmm. You got like a little small hall before you get into the lobby.
Okay.
She was standing right there. I stopped in my tracks because I thought she was coming out. Then I thought she was going to open the door. And then she's just kind of standing there waiting for me to come in. And I'm waiting for her to come out.
Oh, bullshit.
And then she comes out. I'm about to walk in. And then she speaks a little bit of English.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
She's using her phone to do that translating thing.
Oh, okay.
Because I only had 2 semesters of Spanish in high school, and that was in 91.
I swear I thought you were going to say, because I had my arms full of McDonald's, I couldn't talk to her.
No.
This Big Mac is weighing me down.
I'm about to walk in the door, and she quickly stops me and asks me, do you work here?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I didn't want to get myself all caught. I didn't want to get caught up in some long story that I don't need to hear.
Right.
That maybe she should be talking to a cop for.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I do work here, but I'm not a cop.
Mm-hmm.
And then she starts telling me that she was just in the lobby talking to an officer. It's a young guy, and it's like mid to late 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole thing was she wanted me to privately, with no one around, give him her phone number. That she likes him.
Now, this matchmaker.
This lady looks like she's probably around her 30s herself.
Wow.
And I'm thinking to myself, okay, we're doing some middle school shit here.
A bag.
Do you like him or do you like him like
that? Yeah. She even told me that on the phone, like, I like him a lot.
Do you want to go steady?
Holy shit.
So she wrote her phone number down on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
1-800.
And she asked me to bring it into him and would no make sure no one's around and give it to him.
Sean's like, I'm going to call everybody in the lobby. Gather around, folks.
So I went in there after like 15 minutes with her outside.
Yeah.
What was her name?
I think it was Carla.
Sure, why not?
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. But I went inside and then I spoke to the kid. And it's too bad for her. He's married and he has a kid.
Oh, okay. You know what?
She laughed about it. He's yeah. Like, I'm flattered. And it was very nice that she thinks that way. And, But,
wow.
I was just going to say,
shot
like...
Shot down.
I was just going to say, like, good for her for shooting her shot, you know? Hey!
I went back outside to try to tell her that she didn't have a shot, that he was married, but...
So Sean's
mean.
Going back outside like,
so
no.
She wasn't around.
Nah.
No.
Sorry.
Yeah, she wasn't outside anymore.
Okay.
She already left.
All right.
Well, damn. She's already.
That's a tale.
She was already at home waiting for the call.
Oh, that's sad. I don't know. I'd hate to think of her like.
I
Today's the day you'll call me.
He ain't calling.
What was the guy's name?
He's one of the newer cops. I don't know the new cops' names.
Like Gary or something.
But he's a nice guy, though. He seems very nice.
Okay.
His wife thinks those too.
And apparently strangers.
I just felt like we were like back in high school again.
Yeah.
Passing notes.
Pass this
Ask
note.
Him if he likes me.
Oh my goodness.
Ask to see if I have a chance. Here, give him my number for me and tell him to call me.
Yes, square, no square.
No, jeez.
Check it.
Wow.
All
right. Way after that, I thought to myself, all right, I got a work story this time.
Yay!
Finally!
I got a work story today.
I was like, you work at a police station. Is it that dull?
I guess so.
Well. You ever see people come in handcuffs?
Come in? No.
No.
They get brought in the back of the station through...
the back door.
Yeah,
like a riffraff in the back door.
A little garage underneath, sort of.
Oh, that's disappointing. I want them paraded through.
We have seen people get arrested in the lobby.
In the lobby?
Yeah.
Tackled?
Get on the ground! Not really tackling. No. It's like the cop, like two cops will be talking to somebody in the lobby for like 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden the cops come out.
Oh, jeez.
Name and badge number.
They got too mouthy.
People do that a lot.
Some of them do.
The videos, like, cop comes up, name and badge number. The guy's like, Smith, 5, whatever.
Mm.
They're like, okay, I want to talk to your supervisor. I'm like, I just got here. What's going on?
I know.
They're like, I know the law.
Do you? Everybody thinks they're a lawyer now.
Driver's license? I don't need a driver's license. I'm traveling in a car. I'm like, you're still driving the fucking car. You still need a driver's license to drive it. I'm traveling. I'm like, what?
Wow.
I want to see your supervisor.
They're trying to pervert the term. That's a bit much.
That's right.
One day we had one guy who just got mad, so mad about something, he started throwing things all over the lobby. There's some pens on the on the shelf out on the other side of the window.
They don't have like the strap on them, like the tank?
No. Oh!
No.
Listen, at the police station, they trust people not to steal the pen.
Oh, they steal them.
Oh, of course they do.
We could start off with like 50.
It's a weapon.
50 pens right there at the window. Mm. Within 2 days, we're going to be down to like 2.
People think it's a freebie.
He'd throw the pens, he'd toss whatever's not bolted down. Mm. He had like a milkshake, and he just threw it all over the floor one day, that day.
A waste of a perfectly good milkshake.
Yeah. He got taken away.
Mm.
Did it bring all the boys to the yard?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
A little late, but...
Oh, you got to find it.
All right. Oh, what you writing down?
Oh, he reminded me of a story that happened earlier this week, but it can wait.
Okay. My turn?
Yes, sir!
Somebody give you the number to give someone else?
No.
Let's see. Billy Joel.
Yes, sir.
Had a concert Sunday night.
He sure did.
And it was cut short.
Yes, it was.
A lot of people were mad.
So many people wrote to CBS.
Yeah. They're re-airing it tonight.
They're re-airing it tonight. I think it's 9 o'clock. In the middle of Piano Man, they cut.
Billy.
It was the last
song.
To
the news.
Too.
Yeah, it was just the last song. Then CBS got inundated with angry people, and they released a statement. They're like, we would never cut off Billy Joel on purpose. It, you know, it was an accident. It was a scheduling thing. Because they wanted to stop the nightly news.
Huh? Fuck the news.
Exactly. Well, I mean, the issue
was...
Breaking
news. Billy Joel was cut...
The issue was... I know. Breaking. The issue was is that because of the Masters, shitty golf... Everything was delayed, so the concert actually started later than it was supposed to. And they didn't want to...
Wasn't this his 100th concert?
It was, yeah. Which was actually like a month ago.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, a lot of people are probably recording it like, yeah! Oh, no!
I know.
Piano Man!
Not Piano Man!
Marathon Monday. Did you watch it?
No, I was working.
You had to work.
I had to work.
Shaun of the Dale.
Yes, I enjoyed it, but I didn't watch it.
Oh. Yeah.
Right.
One of the officers at my building was in it.
Ow.
Really?
Yeah.
What was his time?
Ow.
I just found out about it the other day.
Nice.
What was it, 26.2 miles?
Did you watch it?
No.
Oh.
At work.
Oh.
You didn't watch it at work?
Plus like the school vacation, so I was like...
He's over here making me feel bad because I didn't watch it. I'm like, no, oh, like, I'm a bad American. I don't know what to say.
Not a bad American.
It's Patriots Day, but I saw it at work.
Yeah, me too.
Nope.
Apparently, I had no trash pickup because they didn't come today.
No.
It's delayed.
Yeah, mine was delayed too.
That's a crock up.
Are they going to come tomorrow?
They better.
On their day off?
I hope so. I hope so. I'll be outside doing my headlights.
Mine got picked up Wednesday, I think.
That place can right put your the bull bar on for you.
I'm going to...
They did my side steps on my old truck.
I'm going to check into that. I have next Friday off.
Nice. How?
So, well, I...
Mental health day?
Yeah, well, kind of, yeah. My work, because we got all caught up, my work decided they were going to gift everybody with a spring day.
Spring day?
Yeah, and we all get a day off. And nice. You had to...
Get that writing?
Yeah, I got
before
the email.
Before you take it back on
well, I got the email.
Good.
The restriction was you had to take it before June. So originally I wanted today.
Damn.
And I went to go put in for it, and there was already too many people out. So I said, all right, I'll take next Friday then. So I have next Friday off for no reason.
Paid?
Yeah, nice. Paid.
You going to work Saturday?
No.
A three-day weekend?
Yeah, there's no more OT.
Nice.
I'm sad. My wallet's crying. But.
Isn't your vacation coming up? May, right?
Yeah, in May, yeah.
A couple weeks?
Yeah, I just need weeks. It'll be white knuckle, but I just need to hold on.
One more day. Saturday Night Live.
Oh, you still watch it.
It was actually a pretty good episode.
Was it?
Yeah, Ryan Gosling was the host.
I heard, because there was some sketch they did.
Yeah, with Beavis and Butthead. It was hilarious. Everybody broke character. It was awesome.
Was it a woman pretending to be a journalist or something?
I saw that clip.
I saw that clip.
That was fucking awesome.
She couldn't hold it with the guy who was playing Butthead.
Yeah. That was Mikey Day.
That was awesome.
Ryan was Beavis. Because he's promoting his new movie, The Fall Guy. Which is another 80s TV show that they made into a movie. And I guess Lee Majors is going to have a cameo in it.
I thought Lee Majors was dead.
I guess not.
I'm glad he isn't.
That's a good show.
Okay. Well, now all I can think of is the beginning of Scrooge. You've been a real good boy, Lee.
What other 80s TV show that didn't need to be made?
All of them. They don't.
I'm just wondering what's next.
I don't know.
Airwolf. Airwolf. Knight Rider.
Well, they tried to do a Knight Rider show.
Yeah.
They tried to redo it.
You liked it for a while.
It was good. 2008.
I liked the...
The Mustang.
That Mustang.
Yeah, it was nice. They only had, one season.
Yeah.
They did A-Team with, Liam Neeson. They did, Magnum P.I.'s got, a TV show.
Magnum P.U.
Miami Vice. They did, what's the other one there? MacGyver. Another MacGyver. Starsky and Hutch. Dukes of Hazzard.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. And now we got the Fall Guy.
Those are all correct.
I wouldn't mind another Dukes of Hazzard if they do it right.
Yeah. Who would you cast?
I don't know who's up there today. I don't watch movies, today's movies, that much anymore, so I don't know who's who. I listen to you guys.
All right.
I even have a list here of a fan-made movie trailer I saw on YouTube.
Yeah, of? Mm-hmm.
A fantasy for a Thundercats movie.
Mm.
Oh,
apparently,
yeah.
I'm not the only one that wants this.
Yeah.
There's a lot of names on here that...
Henry Cavill.
That you might know.
Yeah. Okay, well, now
it was like an AI-generated,
Okay.
Henry Cavill was Lionel, and like I can't remember a bunch of people, but
yep. Oh, I got the whole list right here.
All right, read it off.
Take it away, Sean, right, with your Thundercats reboot wish list. I'd like to see how many names I recognize.
I'm not sure how to pronounce the last one here, but Alexandria Daddario, Daddario.
Sure.
Pumra.
Mm-hmm.
William Dafoe as Mumra.
I recognize that name.
Yep.
Willem Dafoe.
He's a weird dude.
Terry Crews as Panthro.
Okay.
Oh, he would. It's like he's got to do that. It's like his trademark now. Naomi Scott as Chitara.
I don't know that one.
Nick Frost as Slythe.
Oh, I know Nick Frost.
Who's that?
You ever see Shaun of the Dead?
No, of it.
Oh,
he's a skinny dude, right?
Or is he's the fat dude? He's Simon Pegg's friend. He's the bigger guy.
Okay.
Yeah. He's funny.
All right.
I don't know if he'd be great in it, but sure.
Okay.
They have.
I was just excited. I recognized the name. I gotta be honest.
Have him as Slythe, but you know, you wouldn't see his face. He'd be like the voice or something.
Yeah.
Joel Kinnaman as Vulture Man. Jason
Momoa.
Momoa. Yes,
oh,
that's
Gru and the Destroyer.
Aquaman.
Yeah.
Liam Neeson as Jaga.
Isn't he dead? No, he's not dead.
No.
It's Jaga.
Well, his character. Jaga, the character's dead. He's the ghost that shows up.
Oh, okay.
All throughout the show when Lionel's about to do something stupid and he needs advice.
Oh.
Then Jaga just kind of shows up as a ghost out of nowhere.
What's the eye called?
The Eye of Thundera. Regan Revord as Wiley Kit. Leon Armitage as Wiley Kit.
Oh, Ian Armitage. He's the young Sheldon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Him as Little Wild Cat.
Okay.
Michael Rooker as Lynxo, L-Y-N-X.
Oh, Michael Rooker.
Rooker, yeah.
Nice. I know him, too. Yeah. Not personally.
You know the next one?
Oh.
Paul Rudd as Jackalman.
You know, just put Paul Rudd in there. Why wouldn't you?
He's in everything.
He can handle it.
Sebastian Stan as Tigra.
Yeah. Oh, I know of him, yeah.
And Alan
Bucky.
Tuddyruck?
Alan Tudyk.
Tudyk as Snarf.
Nice.
Yeah, he does, didn't he do,
He did a robot in Star Wars.
Well, yeah, but he also I might be misthinking. Wasn't he the Lord of the Rings? Wasn't he the creepy thing? I thought he was.
What, Gollum?
Yeah. I thought
the
he
precious.
Was. I might be wrong about that, but I have heard of his name.
Depressions.
So that fan-made trailer, that's who that person has for the cast.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's a nice-looking trailer. That would make a great movie. Yeah.
Some of the fan-made trailers, like, you sit there and go,
Is this
looks
real?
Like a real trailer.
I thought that had Rocky 7.
Rocky 22.
I'm like, are they really doing this?
I thought they were. No, they're not, because they're doing the Creed ones now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now he's got nothing really to do with those anymore.
Mm.
He was in the first two, but now third one he wasn't. He's kind of distancing himself from it now.
Oh, that's kind of sad. Yeah. Oh, Mama sad is for Rocky.
Hey, yo.
And we're back.
So,
the new Transformers 1 trailer released this week, yesterday actually.
Actually?
What did you think of it?
Interesting.
It was actually interesting.
Was
for a few seconds, I'm like, oh, this is a little family-ish, a little kiddie-ish. I got into it.
Yeah, I mean, it was.
Seen them make some funny jokes. The way they talk to each other.
Yeah.
I was.
I'm down.
I was a little confused because I'm like, is Chris Hemsworth Optimus Prime now?
He is. Well, Orion Pax.
Oh.
Before he became Prime.
That's right. He was friends with Bob. He was friends with freaking Megatron.
That had me confused as well. I'm like, why are they hanging Pally?
Bumblebee is Michael Mike Keegan-Michael Key.
Okay.
From Key and Peele. Scarlett Johansson is one of the female that robots. Makes sense.
Seems like it's an all-star cast.
I know.
Steve Buscemi's in there.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Oh. Lawrence Fishburne?
Yeah. He's, I think he's the old freaking robot there. Oh. Alpha Trion, I think.
Okay. Huh.
Yeah. Looks good. It's supposed to come out in July, but it's delayed to September, and it's an origin movie, and it's animated, so it's not a live action. And this will be like the eighth one that they've done since, you know, Michael Bay and all those guys. Yeah.
John Hamm.
Yeah. Hamm.
Hamm.
This guy, he was in Brian Tyree Henry. He was in a Marvel movie about the Immortals.
Oh.
And Lawrence Fishburne was in Ant-Man. So it's basically a Marvel version of... Well, Marvel does own friggin' Transformers.
Do they? I thought it was a Hasbro property.
I think they own the comic publisher. I'm not sure.
Sounds like you're getting into muddy waters here.
It looks good.
they don't say who Steve Buscemi is. It just says voice.
Oh, maybe
really?
Maybe it's a secret. They want to keep it under wraps.
Quiet. No one knows.
Nobody knows.
Let's see what else.
Yeah, John Hamm Sentinel. Sentinel Prime.
Mm-hmm. I might watch it this is too accidental comedy. I might watch it on Prime. That was a blunder because it was supposed to be. That. Wow.
Damn. I love these moments.
That's a long ass freaking intro.
It keeps playing and playing. Keeps playing and playing.
All right. Let's see. Police in, I think, Texas are using a new device to track people when they're speeding. Instead of chasing after them, they shoot like a tracker that sticks to the back of the person's car.
Oh, boy.
And then they track them and find them later and arrest them for, you know, evading the police.
Kind of like Obi-Wan Kenobi in the Attack of the Clones.
Yeah, a little tracker.
Tracking Jango Fett.
Yeah. I was like, damn. So, like, you're running from the cops and they stop chasing you. You think you got away, but nope. They attached a tracker to your car.
That seems
I think it's magnetic or something.
That feels like a weird invasion of privacy. But you know what? If they have to do that, maybe you shouldn't be in private.
Shouldn't be stealing cars and running from the police.
Yeah, that could work great if a person that they're chasing committed a real felony or something like that.
Yeah.
But just for speeding?
No, I think just for, I guess, have a high-speed chase instead of, you know.
If you're in a white Bronco going on the
Al Cowling's in the white Ford Bronco.
And you actually elude the cops.
Mm.
Elude.
Yeah, just for a little while.
I'm using big words.
I'm evading.
All right. Robert Kraft.
Oh, boy.
Is selling the Patriots.
Really?
The value of the Patriots is estimated at $7 billion.
Well.
It'd be worth more if they freaking won last year.
I'm sitting there thinking, who could afford that? I mean, you got Jeff Bezos.
I don't know.
He's got more money than...
I'll take some.
But do you want, like, Amazon presents the Patriots? With every Prime order, you get, like, Tom Brady's thumbs up.
But I don't know why he wants to sell it. I mean...
Yeah, why?
Well, maybe he just... I mean, he's...
He's old. I know
Yeah,
that,
he's getting older. I mean, maybe he just doesn't want anything to do with it anymore.
Or just pass it on to your next of kin.
And what if the next person that buys it changes it from New England Patriots to something else?
Yeah.
It's
been
New England Patriots for a long fucking time.
Yeah, what was it before that? Yeah. Was it a different name? Or was it always been the Patriots?
Oh, Jesus.
I remember the Bruins were the Bears. Boston Bears. But they changed it. The Red Sox or something else.
I don't know. I think it only goes back to maybe the 60s.
know.
Well, 50s. Because my dad was always a Giants fan.
Yeah.
Because when he, you know, would watch, like, we didn't have a team here. And then when the Patriots, like, he kind of flipped over to the Patriots, and I was like, no, I'm not doing that.
I'm sorry.
So I don't know. Hmm. It's kind of, you know what? Hang on a second.
Established on November 16th, 1959.
There you go, 59.
First season was 1960.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not.
It's not saying that they were anything else.
No. Okay. Maybe they were the Boston Patriots, and maybe it expanded to New England, I think.
Fight song is I'm shipping up to Boston.
Jesus.
Mascot's Pat Patriot.
Yeah.
Pawtucket Pat.
Team history, 1960 to 70 is the Boston Patriots.
Hey!
Boston Patriots.
Bam!
From 71 to present, it's been New England Patriots.
Yep.
There you go.
I will enjoy being correct.
All right.
It happens so little. So I was on my way back.
From?
From dropping my car off. So I was in the rental car.
All right.
And I didn't want to make dinner because now it's approaching after 7.
I get that way all the time.
So I said, I don't feel like making anything. There's really nothing at home. I haven't had McDonald's since, like, November.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. So I said, how about I go get a burger? I was really craving fries. That was really what I wanted. So I said to Jay, because he was with me, I said, let's go get, like, a burger, and I'll get some fries because that's what I really want. And that'll suffice for the night. So he goes, okay. So we pull up to McDonald's. And when I first got there was one car at the thing. And then in an instant, there was like 30 cars all over the place.
Damn.
Because they have two drive-thrus. Mm-hmm. So now both drive-thrus are full. So I have my window down. Because I'm next. But the guy ahead of me hasn't even ordered yet. So he finally places his order, right? And I hear him ordering.
And ordering.
Yeah. And then he goes, and I can't hear what the drive-thru person is saying, but I hear their tone. And they sound like they're asleep. Because he's like, like that's what I'm hearing. Then the guy, like, I see him kind of, and he's like, oh, okay. And then he goes, like, loudly, hey, have you got McFlurries today? And the guy, I hear the guy, like, no, we don't do that.
Like,
we don't do that?
We don't do that. That's what he said. And I was like, I'm pretty sure you do.
Yeah.
So then I looked at Jay, and I was like, when I get up to the thing, I should ask if they have McFlurries today. Just to see if he says, we don't do that. But I get up to the window, and all I wanted was a plain burger and a fry. Mm-hmm. And Jay wanted...
A plain burger again?
I don't know, a number 4 or something. Some number, right? So I get up to the window, and I said, hey, man, could I get a plain burger? And he goes, cheeseburger? And I went, no. Just a plain burger. And then he goes, yeah, anything else? And I said, yeah, I want a fry.
Oh, yeah, how about a better attitude?
And he goes, yep, anything else? And so I said, well, I'll have a number 4. And Jay doesn't like pickles, and he's very peculiar.
Oh, boy.
So I was sitting there, and Jay goes, just order it. I'll take it off. He goes, he's clearly taxed already. So I said a number 4. And then he goes, what do you want to drink?
Whoa, damn.
So.
Attitude.
Jay goes, like, orange drink. And I said, orange what? Like high C, like Fanta?
Slice.
And he goes, like high C. So the kid, and the kid's like, drink? So, like, he's impatient.
Mm-hmm.
So I turn the thing and I'm like, okay, man, I like a high C. no ice. And he goes, okay. And then he goes, pull up. And I was like, wow. So I pull up.
Ricky or something. Name is Ricky.
So I'm sitting there, and I was looking at Jay, and I'm like, this kid. Like, I said, it's not my fault you had to come to work today. Like, and I'm sorry you have to actually push buttons on a computer.
It's that miserable quit.
And I was like, I mean, I feel ya. I wouldn't want to work fast food, but you did fill out the application.
Yeah.
So I'm like, Jesus. So we get up to the thing, and I'm like, and Jay is pissed because he's like, he's rude. And he goes, you know, when we get up to the thing for the food, we should complain. And I'm like, I'm not going to complain about the kid. And then I started laughing. I said, you know what? I said, maybe he wants to get fired. And he's trying to see how many people he can be shitty to before somebody complains and goes, oh. And then the manager's going to start a fight and be like, listen, David, do your fucking job, Dave. Fuck you, I quit. I said, maybe he wants to go out in a blaze of glory. I said, I don't want to give him that satisfaction.
You know that feeling.
I do. So we get up to the window, and he opens up the thing, and he goes, hi. So at this point, I'm like, I'm just going to kill him with kindness. So I looked at him, I'm like, hey, buddy, how are you today? And he's like, great. And I said, fantastic. I said, you've made my day. And he's like, yeah. And I was like, yeah. And I hand him the card. And he scans me out, and he hands it back to me, and he goes, have a good night. And that was the nicest he had been for the whole exchange.
Wow.
Damn.
So I get up to the window.
No tip for you.
Yeah, I get up to the window, and they're like, did you have an orange drink? And I said, sure did. So they hand me that. And then the woman hands me the bag of food. And I said, hey, you and that young man, I want you to have a great day. And she goes, okay. And I drove away. And Jay was like, have a great day? And I was like, I don't fucking know. I was like, I had to say something.
Wow.
I said, I wonder how many people that came up to this woman pissed off because he pissed everybody off.
I wish I could think that way.
I want to talk to your manager.
I don't know. You know what? I don't always think that way. Sometimes I go fucking nuclear.
I'd be ready to go in there and talk to who was in charge.
I wanted to go nuclear. I was like, oh, I'm going to go in there and just fucking... But I was like...
And then turn around and say, I'm going to BK.
No, they have shitty fries.
BK.
Well, they're better than Wendy's.
Yeah, they are better than Wendy's.
Which Wendy's is having some promotional thing now. Somehow they're giving out a free fry every day.
Yeah, because their fries suck. They're like, we got to get rid of these. Nobody's buying them. What do we do?
No.
Shit. I couldn't believe that. Yeah. Just the way you like, Jesus, man.
Like, okay, Eeyore.
No. Thanks for noticing me. All right, buddy boy.
How was the food?
It was typical. I hadn't had it in a long time, and I'm on a medication, and I was like, it doesn't taste the same.
No.
Which one did you go to over here?
Yeah.
There's two that I find that always taste really good.
Yeah.
The one in Carver. And shit, I just forgot the other one. Mm. Hanover.
Oh. Well, that's
right in the mall.
That's a bit out of my way.
Yeah.
Hanover.
Hanover and Carver. They make them really good.
Nice.
Oh, well,
I remember, I forget what it was. It was a while ago.
Yeah.
When I finally learned that the McDonald's was doing the triple cheeseburgers, I went to the Hanover one and I got one. And oh my God, it tasted delicious.
That's a lot of burgers.
Yeah. That's a big one.
It sounds big, but they're not really that big.
He's like, I can hold it with one hand. Yeah. It's not that big.
It's not as big as Wendy's triple cheese or...
Jeez.
Damn.
Well, the Wendy's...
Excuse me.
Dinosaur one.
Pardon me.
The Wendy's dinosaur? Oh, the T-Rex thing?
Yeah, the T-Rex.
Yeah.
Jesus. 25 patties?
I still want to order one just to see it in person. but I'm not spending that money.
What did we figure out? Like, what does it cost? Like 40, 50 bucks or something?
I don't remember.
It was an outrageous amount of money.
It's like $20, $25 or something just for a burger.
Oh. It's still an outrageous amount of money.
Because I think the combo meal was like $23 or something. So I think it was like $20.
Oh. That's what it looks like. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, and I like extra cheese on my burgers, so imagine that on that.
I absolutely hate orange cheese. That just makes me skeeved out. Like, orange cheese.
$21.99.
That's not that expensive, but
I wonder how long you have to wait.
$22. That's a long.
Well, I mean, you're getting a huge fucking thing, though. Mm-hmm.
I think, it comes with fries and drink, too, right?
Oh, dear God.
I want to see how they wrap it.
How do you
My
wrap
guess
that
is
fucking
one
thing?
Layer at a time.
How do you wrap that monster? You got special special wrappers for those?
They just put it all in the bag, no wrapper. Like, here you go.
Build it yourself.
Yeah.
Damn.
Here's your bag of burger. Christ. What else do you have, Joe?
I got some WWE stuff.
Oh, boy.
New season of Most Wanted Treasures came out.
Did it.
And the first episode featured WCW memorabilia.
Oh.
So they went and saw Hulk Hogan and got his NWO tights.
You can have my tights.
$10,000.
Wow.
Which ones, though?
The ones that he wore NWO. Like
the ones with the lightning on the sides? Yeah. That'd be
good.
Sean, those are historic.
He
was never a heel before that.
True. Ring-worn gear from Harlem Heat, which was Booker T and his brother.
Yeah, Stevie Ray.
He didn't charge for that. He just wanted to preserve like his name and the thing.
Legacy.
Oh, that's nice of him.
Yeah.
They met up with Kevin Nash and got his singlet from the Bash at the Beach.
Outsiders.
And, And the person didn't want money. They wanted WrestleMania tickets. So they got two WrestleMania tickets for one.
Oh, wow.
Two singlets. Like a black one and a red one.
Not a bad deal.
And then they met up with the Scott Hall's son. And they got some more NWO ring-worn outfits. And they spent $8,000 on that.
Wow.
Is Razor Ramon ones or?
Some Scott Hall. Yeah.
The Scott Hall.
Same person.
Yeah. Well.
I forgot we're doing WCW shit.
Yeah. And then they met up with the Steiner brothers. Got some more ring-worn gear and some the chain mail that Scott wears.
Oh, Jesus.
They got all that for
$9,000. His Cleopatra look.
They purchased that for $9,000.
Wow.
Yeah. Next week, I don't know when next week is, but I'll let you know.
Fair enough.
Joe, we'll keep you updated.
WWE.
My goodness.
I got a strange story.
Okay.
Here goes.
My boss.
Okay.
No, works apparently friends with Jason Tatum from the Boston Celtics.
Oh, okay.
And he's thinking about asking him to take his daughter to her senior prom. I'm like, that's going to be expensive, dude. Like, what are they on? Like, what if he's got a game that night, you know? Or even if he doesn't have a game, like, it ain't going to be cheap, you know?
But wouldn't, if they're friends, wouldn't he want to do it as a friend?
Yeah, but it's Jason Tatum. You know, like.
Yeah, get the money out of it somehow.
It's for the Brockton prom, and then theirs is at Gillette Stadium, so he's going to be at,
So a Celtics player can't be at Gillette Stadium? Worlds are colliding, Jerry?
Right. Yeah, I'm like, best of luck if he says yes, but I mean, I don't know. I'm like, does your daughter even want to go with him? I don't care. I'm paying.
Wow. Okay. Jesus.
I know the name. I don't. Is he any good?
I'd have to ask my stoner nephew. He's very much into basketball.
Yeah.
So.
I know LeBron. I know.
Tatum's.
I know the big names.
Yeah.
You know.
Tatum's like one of the number one guys on the team right now.
I saw a commercial with Larry Bird.
Oh.
The Mayhem guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
Progressive? No, Allstate.
Yeah. I don't remember.
It's recent.
Okay.
I forget what that guy's name was. He was famous from something right before he did those commercials.
I have no idea. I only know him from the commercials.
Yeah. I know him from something else.
Like Larry Bird.
I don't know his name.
He must have ran out of money. He's got to do some.
No.
I can remember his name so I can look it up.
Oh, I'm sorry. He just Googled, like, Mayhem Allstate. Who the fuck is it?
Who the fuck is the Mayhem guy?
He was in John Wick, but I know you didn't see that movie.
Nope.
I didn't either. Yeah. Oh, speaking of. I binged watched the Amazon Prime Fallout series.
Really?
Last Saturday.
What's that?
So good.
I don't know what that is. That a
Fallout? Fallout's a video game.
Oh, okay.
It takes place like after a nuclear war.
Oh, okay. So yeah. Like, what's the other one? The Master Chief. What game is that?
That's Halo.
Halo. So the same kind, same type thing.
I maybe I've never played Halo.
Okay.
But wow, was it good?
Like live action or is it?
Yeah,
animated?
It's live action.
Okay.
I was telling Jay, I'm like, it has no business being this good. I was like, holy shit, is this good?
Who's in it?
Really, not a lot of famous people.
Okay. And it's like episodical.
Yes. Okay. There's like. Maybe 7-8 episodes.
Okay.
It's already been greenlit for a second season.
Nice.
Which I'm thrilled with because all the Fallout games take place in different cities. I've only seen Fallout, I think, 3 or 4.
Okay.
Because that takes place in Boston. So I wanted to check that out.
Fallout series.
But the very first Fallout takes place in LA, which is where this takes place.
Okay. Now it's in the future?
Yeah. It's the
whatever.
Future, but... It looks like the past.
Okay.
And I don't know how else to say that. because it has
like
a very...
I'm picking my nose.
Yeah, I can change it. It has a very, like, 1950s feel. Huh. But I was surprised at how good it was.
I think I'll check it out.
Pleasantly. I will say that it's a little bit... I didn't think it was too gory.
Yeah.
But some people might, if they don't like that kind of stuff.
I saw a couple of movies that like take place in the future. One was called Elysium with Matt Damon.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one was Geostorm with Gerard Butler. Pretty good.
Oh.
Like the Geostorm one was like, it's in the future and like we can control I guess it's the weather, like all like the like earthquakes and like hurricanes and tornadoes and tidal waves, all that. Like, what are those called?
Like natural disasters.
Yeah, they can control natural disasters from space.
Oh.
And like the thing in space like malfunctions and Gerard Butler has to fly up to space to fix it. And the Elysium one, that's in the future too. Earth is like a shithole. So all the rich people live in space in Elysium, and in order to get up there, you have to pay a lot of money to fly up there, but everyone up there will never die. They have like these pods. You sit in the pod. If you get sick, it heals you. If you have like cancer, or if you have a broken leg, or blah blah. You know,
yeah. Why don't we really have
and
this?
Like, yeah, I'm like, no. But like Matt Damon's character, like he gets like
Matt Damon,
he gets radiation poisoning, and he's got to like sneak on a ship to go up to Elysium.
Oh,
yeah, that's pretty good. Different. It came out a couple years ago.
Oh,
Geostorm and Elysium.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yes.
Figure out the Mayhem guy.
Okay.
What's his name?
Dean Winters.
Okay.
Dean Winters. What was he in?
I know him from a HBO TV, an HBO series called Oz.
Oh, I know of it.
It's a prison.
Prison
Oz. Series.
Okay, mm-hmm. I've only seen like the first season or something.
Me and Tab used to watch it all the time.
Hmm.
That's how I got into it. I should try to look for that again. I liked it.
Yeah.
It's probably streaming somewhere.
It's from 97 to 2003. That's where I know him from.
There's so many streaming services now.
Okay.
Too many.
You know, like regular, it's regular TV channel plus, like Discovery plus, History plus,
Paramount plus.
Yeah. The sad part is that like they now you got to pay for all that stuff, and now they're in like inserting commercials.
Yeah.
I will say that for the Fallout series, they did a brief commercial in the beginning, and that was the only commercial that they had.
And I was each like, episode's like an hour long?
Yeah. Like sometimes barely. And it's on Prime. Like 40
check that out. I know of the game, but I never played it.
To be fair, I don't know a lot about the game, because I've only seen the Boston one.
Yeah.
But you don't really need to know. Yeah. Stuff. It's like, oh, okay.
It's its own thing.
Yeah. And I will get ahead of something and tell you that there is a dog in it, but the dog is okay.
Okay. Because you watch every episode?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Like all of Saturday I spent just sitting like, this is awesome. I want to keep going. So.
Nice. No, and they obviously left it open for a sequel.
They did, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, you know who's in it? What's his name? Kyle McLaughlin or something? Do you remember Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah.
The Daisy Earthquake character?
Yeah.
Her dad.
Oh.
If you remember that guy. Apparently he was in Twin Peaks or something as well.
Hmm. Oh, Sean got something.
I know he does.
What do you got, Sean?
Are you done?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to jump over it.
No, I'm done. I'm done.
I'm all done. My notes are depleted. I got to refill them.
My notes are depleted.
I got to refill them now.
Oh, he's on empty.
Yeah.
Pepsi.
Yeah.
Limited edition sodas to make in time for the summer.
Yeah.
Summer's right around the corner, and Pepsi is partnering with celebrity chef Bobby Flay and releasing two limited edition sodas to celebrate.
Bobby Flay. What on Gordon Ramsay?
Yeah, really. Get someone worth it.
Mm.
According to the release, Flay, the chef, will be featured in an upcoming Pepsi TV campaign.
Okay.
In-store displays, digital content shorts, stunts, and a social series of grill tips, tricks, and tutorials leading up to the Memorial Day and continuing throughout the summer.
Are they new flavor?
Two of them.
Nice.
In addition, Pepsi is introducing two limited edition flavors, in which the brand says will punch up the American barbecue. Pepsi Lime and Pepsi Peach.
Never even had that before, didn't
both,
they?
Both flavors will be available to purchase soon nationwide.
Mm-hmm. Lime and Peach.
It will come in both 12-ounce cans and 20-ounce bottles.
I feel like they've had the Lime before. Because I think Pepsi and Coke both did a thing with Lime.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, but I don't think they've done peach before. That's an odd choice.
You can find a way to purchase them locally through Pepsi's product locator. The news of Pepsi Lime and Pepsi Peach come after Dr. Pepper's announcement that Dr. Pepper Creamy Coconut and Dr. Pepper Creamy Coconut Zero Sugar will be available beginning May 1st at retailers nationwide.
Creamy Coconut sounds disgusting.
Through the end of July.
Yeah, it came out in 2005.
Well, it's coming back.
Pepsi Lime.
Making a comeback.
Bring back the original Pepsi. Pepsi Lime. Crystal Pepsi.
Yeah.
That's 2005. So 20 years ago?
Just
19 years ago.
Just enough for people to be like, I don't remember that.
I was born in you were born in the 1900s?
Oh.
Yeah.
I want the original Crystal Pepsi, not the one that was re-released a while back.
Yeah.
The original.
Yeah.
Which basically is just the regular Pepsi without the coloring.
Yeah, essentially, yeah.
Sorry.
Joe's beating up the mic.
Why are you punching the mic, Joe? There's no need for it. No need at all.
Nope. And what else you got?
That's what I'm going to do today. Ooh. This right here is...
John has three today. Man.
Yeah.
Trifecta. Yeah.
I saw this about the new 2025 Dodge Charger. It's coming out.
All electric.
Oh,
Charger's really? Historic nameplate dates back to the original muscle car era, continues to celebrate by muscle car enthusiasts to this day.
66?
Previous irritation.
Iteration.
Thank you. And he's not even looking at this. Now, the Charger arrived as a four-door sedan for the 2006 model year, mm-hmm. offering a variety of configurations that range from a relatively typical six-cylinder full-size sedan to extremely high-performance, record-breaking four-door muscle cars.
Yep.
While that generation of Charger left the market with the conclusion of the 2023 model year, new generation model will debut for 2025 in a form never before seen for the Charger.
The Hellcat. 900 horsepower.
Oh, dear.
Ridiculous. You don't need that shit.
I like it. You don't need it.
Where are you going to drive it?
Sounds like it'd be good for, like, cops.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just take the four-door version. And
they can catch up to people and shoot that tracker on the back of their thing and then go get them later.
They can catch up to the Broncos, too. Yeah. Beginning for the 2025 model year, the Dodge Charger will be offered with an inline six engine called the six-pack, which will be output 420 horsepower.
Cool.
In standard output form, an optional high-output variant of the engine will provide up to 550 horsepower. All electric versions of the Charger will also be available. That model will be the most powerful variation of the Charger, outputting 670 horsepower and all-wheel drive.
Nice.
Good on that part. The gas version of the Charger will offer all-wheel drive and 8-speed automatic transmission. The 2025 Dodge Charger price is estimated to start around $40,000 and go up to $50,000 depending on the trim and package.
Holy 40 grand, fuck.
Man. Trim level is six-pack. Six-pack SO, $40,000 estimated. Six-pack HOL, estimated $50,000.
Damn. That's a lot of money.
Fuel economy, that information not yet available.
Yeah. Chaos. I'm guessing not very good on the fuel economy.
Horsepower 420 to 550. Seating capacity, 5 cargo space. Safety rating not available yet. 2025 Charger is slated to be available at Dodge dealerships sometime in early 2025. Remaining inventory of the previous generation Charger currently available at Dodge dealerships.
Yay. Get them while they're hot.
I guess.
That's that.
It is. All right. Yeah. It was good timing.
Yes.
Hopefully at some point soon I'm finally getting myself an all-wheel Charger.
There you go.
That one?
No, not that one.
Oh, Jesus.
The regular one. The cheaper one.
Yeah.
$10,000 one, the $20,000.
Sounds a bit expensive.
Yes.
Why are you so expensive?
I know.
Jesus.
I've been dying to have another Charger, and this time I'm getting an all-wheel Charger.
Yeah.
And hopefully someday, just as backup, I can get some snow tires. So when the winter comes around, I'll just throw those on. So at this time, I have a Charger, and I'm going over a light little hill. I don't get stuck in the middle of the intersection.
That happened to Sean. He got stuck. People had to get out and help him push.
I had pieces of shit cars going past me. I had minivans going past me.
Hmm.
I'm in this cool black and white muscle car, and I'm stuck. One lady in a minivan pulled over to help push the car. This guy came out of this apartment building at the corner and with a little shovel.
On three! Three!
Before I know it, I had two other people pull over and help me.
You know what's good in the snow? Subarus. Look out for that cooling tube, though.
What's good in the snow? Staying home.
Yeah, yeah. That's good, too.
Hiring someone else a shovel.
That's good, too.
All right.
I lost my... lost my notes. Here we go. Okay. So did we have a winner last week?
We did not have a winner.
Oh.
At all.
Well.
That's 3 weeks in a row.
That's good, though.
The movie was House Party with the kid play.
Keep not answering, people. This is getting good.
I know.
You're going to have a jackpot
I like when the pot builds.
Yeah. So this week it's worth 3 gift cards, Dunkin' Donuts, which is $15. You comment the name of the movie on the YouTube video first and correct, you win. It's the same as every week.
Somebody might be new. They don't know.
Well, if you're new, that's how you do it. Are you ready for the quote?
Yes.
Ready.
Have some more sloppy joes. I made them extra sloppy for you. I know how you kids like them nice and sloppy. Comment below on YouTube. Follow us on TikTok.
Oh, yeah. TikTok. Get the pre-show banter. But thank you so much for joining us. We will see you next time. Before I send it down the table, here is your fun fact of the week. 15 minutes of shivering from cold temperatures can be the metabolic equivalent of 1 hour of exercise.
Wow. Interesting. Have a great weekend and happy birthday to my sister, Shelley.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, sis.
Why, it's a fun fact.
Look at everything.